200,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted 230,000. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-through windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
85 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, 89 in Topeka. It is 3:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. You will also find us on many other frequencies all around the state, including 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar, installing solar since 1982 and now offering whole backup battery systems, such as Tesla Powerwalls for Kansas and Missouri. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Thanks so much for joining us today. We're in the midst of our fall fanfare fun drive. Try saying that three times fast. It's easy to become a member. Visit us online at kansaspublicradio.org or give us a call at 888-577-5268. Your pledge is your vote. Show your support for news programming on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Community Village Lawrence, a local volunteer-based nonprofit dedicated to supporting affordable in-home aging for adults, helping neighbors live independently as long as possible. Details at communityvillagelawrence.org.
In our next 30 minutes, we will learn more about Hurricane Francine. Francine made landfall as a Category 2 hurricane down in Louisiana.
This one packed a little bit heavier of a punch and more rain than what we anticipated.
There was significant flooding in New Orleans as water levels were already quite high before the storm hit. We'll get you all the details coming up on KPR. Don't forget, we have Classics Live coming your way tonight on your KPR 1 stations at 7 o'clock. If you're joining us on KPR 2 stations at 7 o'clock, we have KPR Presents. Kansas Public Radio thanks Yellow Sub for providing lunch during our membership drive. Yellow Sub, serving oven-baked sub sandwiches at 1814 West 23rd Street in Lawrence. It's 85 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It is 3:20.
And welcome.
On Wall Street, stocks rose closer to their all-time highs today following a couple of economic reports. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Supreme Court heard arguments today in a case that could decide how long police officers can hold someone during a traffic stop. Gina Wilson argued that Wichita police violated her Fourth Amendment rights in 2020 when they extended a routine traffic stop to bring in a drug-sniffing dog. Officers found oxycodone in the car and they arrested her. Wilson's lawyer, Peter Meharry, said police broke the rules to find incriminating evidence.
The only reason they were able to search was because they measurably extended the stop in violation of my client's constitutional rights.
The state argued police did not extend the traffic stop and had reason to suspect Wilson had drugs on her. It is not clear when the justices will make a ruling. The number of Kansas children entering foster care each year continues to drop. State data shows a steady decline in recent years. Approximately 2,500 children entered the foster care system in the past year. That's about a 40% decrease since 2018, when more than 4,200 children were removed from their family homes. Secretary Laura Howard of the Kansas Department for Children and Families credits the decrease to the state's focus on alternative solutions before taking the child into the state's care. She says those solutions might include addressing the child's in-home danger level or temporarily moving the child to a relative's home.
An awful lot of our work in Kansas in the last few years
has really been about amplifying prevention supports.
Kansas is still ranked in the top 10 nationally for the number of children entering foster care each year. And an explosion at a concession stand at the Kansas State Fair injured 6 people this week, and now we know the cause. KWCH-TV reports that Tuesday night's explosion took place at a concession stand called the Fry Shack. Investigators determined the cause to be the overpressure of a canned food product stored near a food warmer. The canned food item got too hot and it exploded. 2 people suffered lacerations. 4 others suffered more minor injuries. Lows tonight around 60, highs tomorrow in the lower 80s. The time is 3:35.
Support for NPR comes from...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. Research shows that keeping up with news helps people engage more knowledgeably in public life. And you know that Morning Edition from NPR News is a news show that covers all aspects of public life, from politics to business to culture and entertainment. Knowledge that might be even more useful in, oh, say, an election year? Engage with Morning Edition every weekday.
Join us tomorrow for Morning Edition at 5 a.m., 5 to 9 a.m. You have plenty of time, 4 whole hours, to dip in, get the latest news if 5 a.m. doesn't work for you. But we'll be here 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition tomorrow. Jay Schaefer is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the Broadway musical Dear Evan Hansen, Tuesday, October 1st, 7:30 p.m., about a high school student who always feels like he's on the outside looking in. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and many other frequencies around the state. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, news headlines, then 3, count them, 3, wildfires are burning in Southern California, threatening tens of thousands of structures. Evacuations are being executed. Air quality is low. We'll get the latest on that. Plus, the police commissioner of New York City has resigned. His phone was revealed to have been seized as part of a federal corruption investigation. What the heck is going on? We will tell you coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library and its Civic Engagement 101 series, discussing misinformation and disinformation in the media. September 12th in the library auditorium. Details at lplks.org.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 60 degrees. It is 85 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 4.
And it's Fall Fanfare 2024, and we are in the live performance studio gathered together to ask you to support Kansas Public Radio, 888-577-5268, or online at kansaspublicradio.org. One person called in. What we got rid of one of those pesky memberships that we have left, and we're down to 36 now. And here's the deal. We have 36 new memberships to give away, and each new membership at the $10 a month level or more gets the Turtle Box. Now, you may have heard there's a big thing on social media about the Turtle Box. It is full of KPR swag. You get some sunglasses, a KPR bumper sticker, a lapel pin, some confetti you can celebrate with. There's something else in there, too. I forgot. There's one more thing in there.
Yeah, okay. What are we missing?
Something.
Emily's checking for us.
We're getting, a magnet.
Oh, yeah, the magnet. And it has a QR code. So
good.
Listen to our station.
Yeah, so you get that when you call in at 888-577-5268 or online at kansaspublicradio.org. And when we get those 36 more memberships, we're going to unlock, we're going to level up, because we unlock a gift of $5,000 that's being held hostage by our board members. So we need to unlock that gift.
Yes.
But we need 36 more new members at $10 a month or more, and you can be one of those. You can help us unlock that $5,000. And by the way, while you're unlocking the $5,000, your membership pledge of $10 or more a month is being matched dollar for dollar up. Well, actually, it's even more because you'll get $200 for every pledge above $10. So now is a great time to call. It's the best time to call. So why don't you do it? 888-577-5268 or online at kansaspublicradio.org. I'm Steve Kincaid, the engineer here at Kansas Public Radio, and I'm joined today by Kay McIntyre, who is the host of Weekend Edition and also KPR Presents. So you may recognize that name. And a name you probably won't recognize is our general manager, Felonise Lovato Winston. She's also here. We're all gathered together asking for your support this afternoon during All Things Considered. We'll get you right back to All Things Considered. As soon as that phone rings, you won't hear it because we don't have phones in the studio. But we need to hear from you now. 888-577-5268. Let's get rid of those 36 memberships that are just gathering dust on the shelf.
That's right. We don't want to leave those turtle boxes on the shelf. And in case you're like me and you needed this explained to you in excruciating detail, it's a turtle box because it's a box turtle. That's why it's a turtle box. It has a really cute illustration of the state reptile, the Kansas state reptile, which is the ornate box turtle. And our resident graphic designer, who also plans our events, Emily DeMarchi, designed the really adorable turtle whose name is Worthy. So we have a mascot for Fall Fanfare, Worthy the Turtle, because KPR is worthy of your investment. And we would not exist without membership support. And our on-the-air fund drives are the way that we get new members. So folks like you, maybe you've been listening for a long time and you haven't taken that step yet to give. Well, as Steve just explained, now is a great time to do that. We will ship one of those turtle boxes to you. It's full of fun stuff. You'll get us a little bit closer to this big challenge that we hope to meet by the end of the day tomorrow. And right now, a really nice donor who I've had the opportunity to chat with several times, a nice person who lives in Chicago but grew up in Topeka, will add $200 to the next 9 membership level pledges. So if you've been listening for a while, if you depend on us, now is the time. Visit kansaspublicradio.org. Set up your sustaining membership for $10 a month. It's so worth it. And we'll get an extra $200 and you'll get a turtle box. Once again, you can do that at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can call 888-577-5268.
And again, it's a turtle box in honor of the state reptile of Kansas, the box turtle. We thought that was easier probably than doing a bison box or a western meadowlark box. Maybe for a future fun drive, we'll see. A big thank you to Susan King of Lawrence for making a pledge, and a very special thank you from Lawrence to Judy Reutman and Stan Lombardo. They say, we love Laura Lorson.
And Laura loves them. Hi, guys. My husband and I just moved to Lawrence. You have to come visit. Thank you so much. You're the best. Thank you for supporting KPR. Oh, I'm so happy you called. Hi.
We are so happy they called
support the public radio station. And I think you can be a little bit like them by giving at kansaspublicradio.org or by calling 888-577-5268.
Most commercial kitchens cook with natural gas, a fossil fuel that contributes to climate change. So what do chefs think about going electric? That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Shades of the Newport Folk Festival. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition with Jay Schaefer. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Lows around 60 tonight, highs in the lower 80s tomorrow. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 4 o'clock.
At BritBox.com/NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, presenting Sarah Smarsh, reading from her new book of essays, Bone of the Bone, on September 12th at 7 at Liberty Hall. More at ravenbookstore.com/events.
Lows around 60 tonight, highs in the lower 80s tomorrow. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence and 88 in Topeka. It's 4:06.
NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, and many other frequencies all around the state. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, celebrating 25 years of serving the KPR listening area. Class schedule and more information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Just got an update from the Gary County Sheriff's Office. Slow down and expect delays due to congestion on I-70 westbound in Gary County. Traffic is congested from exit 295 to 301 on westbound I-70. There's been some sort of incident with a semi. So, again, if you are headed west on I-70 through Gary County, specifically around exit 295 to 301, expect delays. We'll let you know more when we know more.
Support for KPR comes from F.W. Houston Medical Center Senior Living Center, providing senior care in Jefferson County for loved ones close to home. More information on tours and availability at 913-774-4340.
Coming up on KPR, we will meet a Yale-trained lawyer who is bent on solving a non-legal problem, a shortage of manufacturing workers. So he enrolled at a vocational school to get a better idea of the job market. We'll also talk about teenagers and their cell phone use, all coming up on KPR. A little bit later this evening on your KPR One stations, we have evening classical music with Destiny. That's at 8 o'clock tonight's Tango Thursday. We will hear an array of dances of the tango flavor and end with a waltz by Franz Waxman. Join us later this evening on your KPR One stations for Evening Classical with Destiny. It's 4:20.
And it's Fall Fanfare 2024.
Morning. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Bisaha.
And you're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Supreme Court heard arguments today in a case that could decide how long police officers can hold someone during a traffic stop. Gina Wilson argued that Wichita police violated her Fourth Amendment rights in 2020 when they extended a routine traffic stop to bring in a drug-sniffing dog. Officers found oxycodone in the car and they arrested her. Wilson's lawyer, Peter Meharry, says police broke the rules to find that incriminating evidence.
The only reason they were able to search was because they measurably extended the stop in violation of my client's constitutional rights.
The state argued police did not extend the traffic stop and had reason to suspect Wilson had drugs on her. It's not clear when the justices will make a ruling. The number of Kansas children entering foster care each year continues to drop. State data shows a steady decline in recent years. Approximately 2,500 children entered the foster care system in the past year. That's about a 40% decrease since 2018, when more than 4,200 children were removed from their family homes. Secretary Laura Howard of the Kansas Department for Children and Families credits the decrease to the state's focus on alternative solutions before taking a child into the state's care. She says those solutions might include addressing the child's in-home danger or temporarily moving the child to a relative's home.
An awful lot of our work in Kansas in the last few years has really been about amplifying prevention supports.
Kansas is still ranked in the top 10 nationally for the number of children entering foster care each year. A Shawnee County man has been accused of falsifying court records. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that a 333-count indictment has been returned by a grand jury against 52-year-old Andrew G. Johnson, Jr. He is a former civilian employee at the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office. Johnson is accused of falsifying records related to the service of court documents. In addition to Shawnee County, prosecutors say 10 additional counties may have been affected. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 60 degrees. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high in the lower 80s. It's 4:35.
That if you don't go to college, you know, you're a failure. Or that the career opportunities for you are going to be very limited. But there are alternatives, and advanced manufacturing and the trades are just that.
Darian Woods, Adrian Ma, NPR News.
Support for Planet Money comes from Workday. With AI at the core of its system, Workday is committed to delivering continuous innovation to prepare organizations for what's next. Workday, an enterprise platform for finance and HR rock stars.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The Audio Reader Network, based at the University of Kansas, is a radio reading service for the blind and the vision impaired. The nonprofit only has a handful of employees, but it has nearly 300 volunteers. And some of those volunteers are helping Audio Reader get ready for this Saturday's big audio sale at the Lawrence Public Library. The benefit sale features vintage audio equipment and thousands of vinyl records. KPR's Jay Schaefer learned more.
I'm in the parking lot for Kansas.
They're downstairs. Ed Hawkins does a great job leading folks through. Also Gordon Fitch and also Douglas May. And they have made a huge difference in the ability for us to get equipment ready to go, as well as all of the vinyl ready to go for folks to look through.
That was Trish Dowd-Kelney with the Kansas Audio Reader Network, speaking with KPR's Jay Schaefer. Audio Reader's big audio sale runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday at the Lawrence Public Library. You can learn more about Audio Reader and its mission and ways you can volunteer at reader.ku.edu.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, also at 99.5 in Manhattan. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Stay with us. We're going to talk to you about the benefits of becoming a member of Kansas Public Radio. We'll get you updated news headlines at 5:01. And then Tamara Keith looks into why Kamala Harris is definitely not leaning into her identity in the same way that Hillary Clinton did when she ran for president. All the details are coming up shortly here on KPR. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 10 minutes before 5.
And we are in Pledge Central.
From NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Lows around 60 tonight under mostly cloudy skies. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence and it's 5 o'clock.
Other contributors include the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, throwing the switch and bringing musical comedy to life with Young Frankenstein, based on the classic Mel Brooks film, September 20th through September 29th. Tickets at theaterlawrence.com.
84 degrees in Lawrence, 88 in Manhattan, 85 in Emporia. It's 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, and many other frequencies all around the state. You'll find a complete listing and streaming services at kansaspublicradio.org. We also have a KPR app, one for iOS. We have one for Android as well. Lots of features there. You can listen to KPR, get audio on demand, and even make a pledge of support to Kansas Public Radio. We're particularly in search of new members. Maybe you are a new member with the app. All you got to do is point, click, tap, and you can become a member right now. You can also do it online at kansaspublicradio.org or call us at 888-577-5268.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shoreman for his series Beyond the Ballot, September 25th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, terrible flooding in New Orleans. Hurricane Francine caused bit of a surprise there, not because they didn't know it was coming. They just already had a lot of water in the area and a bit more rain fell than anybody was expecting. And that led to some problems in New Orleans. We will hear from our good friend Eva Tesfaye, who used to work for Harvest Public Media and now working for WWNO. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center welcoming the Queen's Cartoonists, where live jazz meets projections of classic cartoons. Saturday, September 21st, 7 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Also coming up in this next half hour, a little sneak preview of the big audio reader equipment sale. Jay Schaefer has that story coming up in just about 25 minutes. Lows around 60 tonight, a high in the lower 80s tomorrow. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 520.
And good afternoon. And
NPR News, I'm Valerie Crowder in Tallahassee.
And you're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Supreme Court heard arguments today in a case that could decide how long police officers can hold someone during a traffic stop. Gina Wilson argued that Wichita police violated her Fourth Amendment rights in 2020 when they extended a routine traffic stop to bring in a drug-sniffing dog. Officers found oxycodone in the car and arrested her. Wilson's lawyer, Peter Meharry, said police broke the rules to find incriminating evidence.
The only reason they were able to search was because they measurably extended the stop in violation of my client's constitutional rights.
The state argued police did not extend the traffic stop and did have reason to suspect Wilson had drugs on her. It's not clear when the justices will issue a ruling. The number of Kansas children entering foster care each year continues to drop. State data shows a steady decline in recent years. Approximately 2,500 children entered the foster care system in the past year. That's about a 40% decrease since 2018, when more than 4,200 children were removed from their family homes. Secretary Laura Howard of the Kansas Department for Children and Families credits the decrease to the state's focus on alternative solutions before taking the child into the state's care. She says those solutions might include addressing the child's in-home danger or temporarily moving the child to a relative's home.
An awful lot of our work in Kansas in the last few years has really been about amplifying prevention supports.
Kansas is still ranked in the top 10 nationally for the number of children entering foster care each year. Kansas Republican Congressman Tracy Mann voted to advance a bill designed to protect American farmland and U.S. intellectual property from being acquired by China. The bipartisan legislation called Protecting American Agriculture from Foreign Adversaries Act passed in the U.S. House by 120 votes. Among other things, the legislation aims to scrutinize the foreign purchase of American farmland for national security risks. The measure now goes to the U.S. Senate. Mostly cloudy skies over northeast and east central Kansas tonight with a low near 60 degrees. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the lower 80s. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence and it's 535.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The Audio Reader Network, based at the University of Kansas, is a radio reading service for the blind and vision impaired. The nonprofit only has a handful of employees, but it has nearly 300 volunteers. And some of those volunteers are helping Audio Reader get ready for this Saturday's big audio sale at the Lawrence Public Library. The benefit sale features vintage audio equipment and thousands of vinyl records. KPR's Jay Schaefer took a peek.
I'm in the parking lot for canned stuff over there as well.
Danny has volunteered to put his green thumb to work for us. I do want to make sure that you got the names of our elves, the ones that are downstairs. Ed Hawkins does a great job leading folks through. Also Gordon Fitch and also Douglas May, and they have made a huge difference in the ability for us to get equipment ready to go, as well as all of the vinyl ready to go for folks to look through.
That was Trish Dowd-Kelney with the Kansas Audio Reader Network. She was speaking with KPR's Jay Schaefer. Audio Reader's big audio sale runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday at the Lawrence Public Library. You can learn more about Audio Reader and its mission and the ways you can volunteer at reader.ku.edu. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio 91.5 in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering downloadable e-books, audiobooks, streaming movies, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
Hope you'll stay tuned. Another couple of minutes, we're going to talk to you about the benefits of becoming a member of KPR. Time is running short in our pledge drive. We don't want you to miss out on the turtle box, is what I'm saying. In this next half hour, an update of news headlines, then an update on the fires raging through Southern California. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Culinaria in Lawrence, serving Mediterranean-inspired cuisine, open for happy hour and dinner Wednesday through Saturday with wine night on Wednesdays, featuring glasses, bottles, and wine flights. Menu at culinariafoodandwine.com.
Kansas Public Radio thanks Yellow Sub for providing lunch during our membership drive. Yellow Sub serving oven-baked sub sandwiches at 1814 West 23rd Street in Lawrence. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 60. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the lower 80s. It's 10 minutes before 6 o'clock.
And it is.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. Still time to take advantage of that challenge. Make your pledge right now online at kansaspublicradio.org. Show your support for news broadcasting on KPR throughout Northeast Kansas. It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 6 o'clock.